Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Father, bless your word this morning. Feed us from heaven, we pray. And everyone said, Amen. Jesus said, life eternal is a relationship with God. Life comes from the source. Life comes from the Creator. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, as they were hooked to the center of life, Christ, they had a great time. But once they got disconnected, we know the devil, his job is to disconnect people from God. The job of the church is to connect people back to God. But John said, life comes from my relationship with Christ. That I should honor him and respect him. There's three secrets I'm going to give you this morning. Number one, we are to live to glorify God. Number two, we are to live to love like God. And number three, we are to live to give to God. These are three secrets that allow the life of God to flow through us. How many people ever ask God that their life would glorify? How many people get up in the morning and their whole purpose is to glorify God that day? We must be careful lest we take our salvation for granted and begin to think it's all about us and our victory and our blessing. Those are all part of salvation. But we can lose focus that the reason I'm here is to glorify God. There isn't any other reason that God would keep me here. You know, the world glorifies itself. The world gives out trophies and all types of things to glorify the talent in somebody. Well, I understand great talent. But the greatest thing that you and I can ever do when you are promoted or get recognition is go in your prayer closet, lay it before God, and say, God, I give you the glory. Life will dry up like our grass has if I fail to give God the glory. Jesus, John 17:4, I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work which you gave me to do. How many would like that in your life every day? I glorified you. I didn't glorify myself. I didn't do my work, I did your work. These are secrets of living the abundant life. We all have a speaker. I like speakers. I remember in the eighth grade, I ordered two 15-inch guitar speakers, built my own cabinet, ordered from Heathkit, their 100-watt transistor amp, and my brother-in-law put it together, and I started my band. But I know a lot about speakers, baby. JBL, Eltic, Lansing, Voice in the Theaters. Everybody's got a speaker. Turn to somebody and say, you got a speaker.
You got a speaker.
Interesting thing about a speaker, it can only reproduce what input comes into it. Whatever comes in, it has no memory of itself. It only reproduces what comes from the heart of the amp. Can I tell you that God gave me my mouth to glorify Him? God did not give me my speaker to complain, murmur, compare. That's not glorifying God. I remember in the service I was in Calvary Life Church or in Hampton. We had great preachers from Africa. I remember they had a testimony service. I remember testimony services. I don't know if they do them anymore. Yep. This lady got up and started saying stuff, and the preacher just, you know what, you're not glorifying God. Sit down. That was kind of bold. But you know, I want us to get this. Every word I say either glorifies God or not. I'm not talking about you go around just praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm talking about good things out of my mouth. Mm-hmm.
See, if someone comes to you, well, they start spreading gossip about somebody, man, wrong use of their speaker. How many have had speakers hooked up and they're distorted? They don't work? See, speakers are really sensitive. And you can blow a speaker. So, you don't want to put the wrong wattage in the speaker. Negative talking is wrong wattage. And I'll blow that speaker. You want a nice, steady, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart come through my spirit. And it's not only negative words, it's words of faith. My speaker is to speak words of faith. When there's no rain, I still believe God. When there's no breakthrough, I'm going to use my speaker to believe God. When fear is all around us, I'm going to use my speaker to come against fear. When demonic powers of hell hold cities hostages to sin, degradation, violence, racism, I'm going to use my speaker to speak against the powers of hell that you have no authority. See, I should have done a drummer. You and I cannot live the abundant life if I don't take care of my speaker. You can have prophecy over you, you can be anointed with oil. Until you want to be oil thing, you have hands laid on you to the fingerprints. You can get your best Sunday clothes on or come casual or whatever. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, nice car, older car, whatever. You like meatloaf more than hamburger, whatever. All that stuff doesn't bring you life. This does. See, there's life and death. You know what I believe? Half the things we say we should never say. Amen. They might be true, but they're not glorifying God. Remember that song, Give Them to the Lord? Woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. How about the other one? Give glory to God, church. Give glory to God, church. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, church. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, church. Give glory to God. Give glory to God, church. Give glory to God. It's worthy of praise, church. It's worthy of praise. It's worthy of praise, church. It's worthy of praise. It's worthy of praise, church. It's worthy of praise. It's worthy of praise. Church, he's worthy of praise. Why don't you just give him a praise right now, somebody? Psalm 50:23. Whosoever offereth praise glorifies me. And to him that orders his conversation right, will I show salvation of God. James said it this way. You can't have bitter speech and sweet speech coming out of the same speaker. How many people have let bitter waters affect? The Bible says bitterness affects people around you. How many have let bitter waters affect other people's faith? We all go through hard things. We
all go through things that we feel maybe God is a million miles away. If you're going to be real with me, we all go through things where we don't understand why this is happening on Tuesday when Sunday I was in the Lord. But I've learned and I've failed and I've messed up with my word, but I tell you, I made a decision a long time ago. I'm going to keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. David said, whoever offers praise glorifies. We're here to glorify God. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Well, how do you eat for the glory of God? Oh, I understand eating healthy, taking care of your body, but I also believe there's something deeper than that. That when I eat or I drink, that I'm showing love at the table. I'm fellowshipping with another brother or sister. I'm meeting their needs when I eat or drink. Whatever you do, glory to God. Don't forget this. There's a fine line between glorifying God and bringing attention to me. Self is sin bending in on itself. God allows things in our life to show us that we think we're glorifying God, but we're actually promoting ourselves, or we want people to think we're spiritual. But I've learned this. Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You've got to be careful. How many people have started off, God used them mightily, they gave God the glory, but after years now, it's all about them. What they did. But then, I tell you what, I want no part of that. I'd rather Jesus take me home to touch the glory. Whether you eat or drink, all the glory of God. Another secret is live to love. John 13, verse 35. By this shall all men know you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. It says nothing about if you have spiritual gifts, nothing about intelligence. It said the only way they're going to know, baby, is if you've got love, unconditional love. You have to love people you might not like. You have to love people in the house of God. You might not like their personality. But Jesus said, well, here's the real earmark to life. You got to love. And you know, one of the things the body of Christ and denominations have to watch out is that we don't present a cold love to our brothers and sisters on Sunday morning. Hello, goodbye. And I understand we don't have time for everything to communicate, but man, it's love. What is love? Love is patient. How patient are we with each other? Love is kind. You know, kindness is not just an emotion. Kindness doesn't work unless there's corresponding actions with the kindness. Either the action of forgiveness, the action of expressing encouragement. But I can think I'm a kind person, but I never encourage anybody. I never go out of my way. I'm not kind. I have a theory, but I don't have the evidence of it. Paul said, listen, we've got to get out of a child's mentality of love, go into a mature one, which is a self-sacrifice, which is, in other words, if I'm in a conversation, I could talk 9 minutes out of the 10, but I don't, because really love wants to bless the other one. And there'll be a time for me to express my love. If I'm just the dominator of every conversation, that's not love, folks. Because I really don't care about the other person yet. We got to learn to love like God. There are things in life that will slap you on one side of your cheek. Not literally. Maybe so, right now. Jesus said, turn. Don't allow, don't get there. Circumstances.
hear another message on Joseph and being thrown in the pit and his brothers rejecting. I'm not going to hear another message about how Samson missed it and not in my life implement the very things that I need to live. Reason David wrote 2/3 of the Psalms, that he expressed his love for God through his speaker. And most of the times, if you look, they weren't all joyful, but at least at the end of most of them, he says, I'm going to give praise to God. I want to bless God. Third secret is live to give. You know, when we're born, we come out takers. As soon as we come out, why are these lights on? It's cold here. I'm hungry. I thought it stopped when they became teenagers. Not, but anyway. We are born, if we will admit it, to be takers. The most miserable people, on the earth are takers. Take, 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 take. More, take. Jesus said there was a parable of a man. He had great fields, and the harvest came in. He had already had big barns, and he goes, you know what? I'm such a taker. I'm tearing those down. I'm getting bigger barns, and that's all about me. And God says, thou fool, tonight your ticket's up. You're going on the train, and you never were a giver. You never gave to the orphanage. You never gave to the young people. You never gave to your local church. You never gave. You never gave. You just took. Mounds of stuff everywhere, never used, could have been used for the glory of God. God said, tonight, guess what? You should have known this. You came in naked, that's how you're going out. A hedonistic society is a society built on materialism. America is in a danger of being hedonistic when everything is about material. Better this, more of this, bigger. I understand the blessing of God. But what happens is, I become so consumed with getting, I forget to give. And I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about life. Giving yourself. You know, one of the reasons that God took the children of Israel into Babylon for 70 years is because they did not give him the tithe anymore for the land. He said, well, I'm going to take you there. And give. You can't be happy. You can't be joyful in that gift. Every once in a while, you should take something precious to you and give it to somebody. You do that, Pastor? I sure do. Because I will not leave this earth a taker. Came from a family of nine, poor, wore hand-me-downs from the seventh grade, never went to a mall until I was in the 10th or 11th grade. I know what it is to have nothing. I know what it is to go to school without having lunch money and just sit there. And so after I got a little older, I could see myself trying to gather stuff. But you know, when I got saved, it's like, you know what, who cares? So when Bishop John came and said, Bill, I want you to start the God Squads, and here's a house y'all can live in. You're going to travel the country, travel the world eventually, but I'm just going to pay you $100 a month and all the food and stuff you need. I said, where do I sign up? I said, where do I sign up? I don't need that, but I need God. But I need God's will. And so because of that, Pastor, one day he asked me to do chapel. Shy. So sickly. I get up there. Start to talk. And all of a sudden, the power of God that I have seen all creatures and prophets came. And I was astounded. Couple of the pastors that were listening when the officers came running in. I knew it wasn't me. But I had made a decision. I'm not going to live a selfish, indulgent life and worship material things. Live to give. Give up yourself. Give your time. Thank you for all those that came out yesterday. Give up your time and work. Thank you for those in the past that were time. We have 24 hours. Can we give God a tithe of our 24 hours?
Or how about our week? You've got a tithe. There's always things to do in the house of God. Listen, there's always things. How about your talent? Many people not using their talent except for the Lord. And your treasure. Live to give. Life comes when you give. Life comes when I become like the Savior, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He wasn't taking the glory. Humbled himself. Became obedient to God. He walked that long road out of Via Dolorosa. He wasn't being glorified. He was being scorned. He was being mocked. He wasn't glorifying himself like the next. Already in pain, already in deep agony. Heartbroken for man. He is yet to be nailed to the cross. He never glorified us. But God said, because of that, he's given him a name above every name. Before the resurrection, they called him Jesus. After the resurrection, you'll find out in the New Testament, it's always Lord Jesus. Many people know him as Savior. They don't really mean him as Lord, because Lord means, he's Lord. He's there for my life. I don't make my life about myself. He's Lord. I'm man under authority with him. Lord, what is your will? What is your purpose? Many will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, says, I don't know you. You see, being saved is his Savior part, but Lordship is my part. I submit to him to do his destiny. I never thought I was called to preach. I got saved. I told Pastor Deb, we weren't really dating. We talked one time at the church. I said, I can't wait until God puts me into a full-time gospel group. Remember that? But then God said, not, you're going to preach. How about you? Where's life? You ready to give? I'm going to start to close with this. What does that mean, Pastor? I don't know. Something I learned in Bible school. Let's start to close with this. Y'all get home and do your cookouts. It's a little misty, but it'll work. I think we're getting the thing out of it. Well, it's not Chinese. Can't tell it. There's an egg smash soup. So egg, what is it? Egg
cuyon
or something. General chose, captain chose, turkey. Yeah, it's such a subject here, Chinese stuff. So anyway, we live to give. We don't live to take. We live to love. We live to glorify God. I don't want anything that doesn't glorify myself. I've caught myself in conversations. Bill, I've had many conversations in the past with people when I walk away and I said, you know what, I didn't even ask them how to do it. Unless I'm happy to leave. I can be pretty self-centered. But I want to change. We live together. Ourselves. Our life here will be over. Soon one life is past. Only what's done for Christ will last. We're still like a vapor. There's many people that have lived on their own glory. Household names. But when they passed, they found out that I lived a life without glorifying God. get in the clip. We're going to be like God if our church is going to move on. We need to see this. And these are things you have to work at all the time. I'm going to close with this. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles' hands. And all who believed were together and had all things common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all that had any need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in the homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who should be saved. Thing that sticks out, they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing to the needs of the poor. That preceded God adding to the church. The reason is because they became like Christ. They were living that brought the revival. This is powerful stuff. Let's take a few things away from it again. Review. We all have a speaker. It's pretty sensitive. Some speakers are bigger than others. But if I put the wrong wattage in and all negative talk, all critical talk, it'll blow it. But if I use it for the praises of God, God will increase this. He'll increase your platform. He'll increase your anointing. The anointing just doesn't come from that, right? More so than that. It comes to relationship and it comes to guarding what I say. You lose the anointing by, if you go to a Christian, cuss somebody out, or put your wrath on somebody that's unjustified. Don't get up and preach if the anointing won't be there. God's no fool. Things are so delicately made in the speaker. We must watch over our mouth. How many want to live the abundant life?
Amen.
How many believe that we're in a crucial hour? Three things you never get back. Number one, the spent arrow, the missed opportunity, and the spoken word. You never get back. We are at an opportunity right now. We need all of this on the same page. And that page, at the top, says this: I'm here to glorify God. I'm here to love like God. I'm here to give like God. Thank God for His word this morning. Amen. God bless you.